The Putnam Museum in Davenport has exhibits related to archives, regional history, anthropology, and natural science. For the next installment of her Off Limits Places series, Quad City Times columnist Barb Ikus takes readers to the basement of the Putnam Museum, where thousands of other artifacts are in storage. I'm Lacey Scarmana for WVIK, and I talked with Ikus about her big story and began by asking her what kind of treasures she got to see.
You know what? It would take us a week, really, to see everything. We were there. We did about 5 hours of just walking through this maze of basement storage. And it really, it's more like, what didn't we see? From the first thing we saw, and I thought, oh no, we're going to be here for the whole week, was the bird collection. They have 1,000 species of birds because we're on the flyway. But they're all stuffed, of course. They're all taxidermied, and they're on these little stands and all these drawers. So it's kind of surreal the first time you open the drawers and you see, you know, depending on their size, from a dozen little birds looking up at you to, you know, whatever can fit in the drawer, ducks or whatever. And then above those are the huge ones, the bald eagles and the egrets. And so, 1,000 species of birds. So were their birds, their eggs, and they have, I think, 1,500 eggs. Wow. And they're all, yeah, I had no idea. But it's cool because many, many of those species are long gone. The only way you'll ever see them is in a museum. So they do have people who visit, you know, Audubon and artists and so forth that come in, look at the birds or maybe photograph them or measure them and so that they can draw them or whatever. So not many people see those. But everywhere you turn, there was a wall of Buddy L toys. And that's a local toy manufacturer from, I believe, the 20s. Lindahl was his name. He had this Moline Press Steel company. And he didn't, toys weren't his mission. They became his mission because of his little boy, Buddy. But they were coveted. And then later they were highly collected. And so some of those pieces, the locomotives, I think, still fetch, you know, $20,000. So the collection they have actually belonged to Buddy, the little boy.
Wow.
So there's a wall of these toys. And my dad is an antique guy, so I am familiar with them, but I've never seen so many, particularly in one spot. And some of them were the last pieces off the line. But, I mean, furniture, you know, the Beiderbecke family piano, something made by the Boy Scouts by little Jimmy Leach, who later, of course, became Congressman Jim Leach. You know, rocks and minerals and shrunken heads, Peruvian pottery, name it. It's there. In all, their collection is about 250,000 pieces.
Wow. So is this all in storage? Do they rotate it out for different exhibits? Or how long is this stuff sitting there?
Some of it gets out. Some of it will see daylight. And they do use it in their exhibits. And they talked about, you know, we would come upon a certain piece and they would say, oh, you know, we might take that out for the climate change exhibit. Or, you know, there were a few, but most of it, there's no way. They could never display it all. I mean, it's all archived. They have a really good database, fortunately for the curators, or they'd be in big trouble. But 250,000 pieces, and that includes those that are on exhibit. So, you know, below ground, better than half of it has to be down in that basement. And even finding it, I mean, they do have it numbered and they do have its location in their database, but I don't know how they ever do it. I mean, there's things on top of things, on top of things, behind things. And everywhere you look, it's just treasures. I mean, I can't tell you how many times the photographer for this was our chief photographer, Kevin Schmidt. And we both just were like children at the zoo. What is that? And whoa, you know. Yep, and as you can tell, I get kind of excited about these just because they're so cool.
Yeah, for sure. So is this like a giant warehouse room or are there different rooms? Or how is, I mean, you've mentioned these piles.
Like, it is warehousey. It also looks kind of like a library because it's rows and rows of tall shelvings that are neatly organized. They don't have a lot of books, but they do have art and you know, the pottery is maybe on one shelf and then you go over a shelf and it's political memorabilia, you know, LBJ buttons or, you know, cigars from the Kennedy campaigns or, and then you go another shelf over and there are the shrunken heads. And, you know, I'm taking notes and gawking at all this. And then one of the curators said, oh, those darn heads, you know, just like they get to say cool stuff like that.
Like, oh, those darn heads.
Those darn heads. That, and, you know, have you seen our fur seal, just because they have cool stuff everywhere. But the one curator, you know, they wear little white gloves to touch everything. And she moves one of the shrunken heads and she said, you know, no matter how many times we face them toward each other, they end up turned away. They're evidently not crazy about living together in perpetuity.
Oh, boy.
Right? And so that was a little bit weird because I'm not a fan of basements anyway. I'm claustrophobic, but it didn't even occur to me, even though my photographer is very annoying and kept saying, look, they locked another door behind us, because it has to be very high security. I mean, there's some enormously valuable artifacts and silver and just all the stuff, you know, so he kept reminding me that they locked another door. But it quickly left my mind because it was so fascinating. Your brain didn't have time to process any kind of panic, because there was too much to look at that just distracted you so deeply. I mean,
right.
I wish more people could see it. And that's the cool thing about stories like this, is to let people know it's there. And we have many, many pictures. I think we have 30 stills chosen for our gallery. So people will get to see a lot of what they have.
Great. And I'm sure they checked your pockets for shrunken heads on your way out.
You know, they should have. No, yeah, it was very secure. And that wasn't going to happen.
Well, thank you for sharing another Off Limits place with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love this series.
That's Quad City Times columnist Barb Ikus. You can read her big story in the Times this Sunday.